Welcome to meet his friend. This year should be a special for Minor Rashi Yichyu and the Schus Shoshana Basada for Shlema Tzvi Ben Yitl or for Shlema and for Moshe Ben Malka or for Shlema, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gittin Mem Chesam at Beis is Mistapik, the Din of Edis of Metav, if you hold B'Shalohim Shaman. If you hold that the payment is made based on your own land, that Edis, Beinonis, and Ziboris is based on one's own land, not on the world. It's assessed his best, middle, and most inferior. So does he pay from the Meitav that he had B'Shas Hezek, and not from what he bought afterwards, if he bought Karka afterwards or no? If he bought Karka afterwards, then he has to pay from there. So Rabbi Erl Schwarzman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, brings a kasha and Rabbi Kiva Eger from the Gemara in Ksubas Kufi Ram and Aleph, that if two people take out a shtar chov on each other, so I take out a shtar chov on you and I say I owe you $100, you say you owe me $100. So the Gemara says it's pashut. If we both have the same type of land, then what's the point of just you taking my edis and then me taking your edis back, or ziboris or beinonis? But we're talking about where, let's say you have Beinonis and I have Ziboris. You have mediocre land and I have inferior land. So Rabbi Nachman says, Zeh goyvah Beinonis v'zeh goyvah Ziboris. As I go to your land and all you have is Beinonis. So I'm a Baal Chov. You owe me money so I can take your Beinonis. And then you come back to me, so now I have Edis and Ziboris, because now that you gave me the Beinonis, so that's my Edis. And I also have Ziboris, so you have no right to take from the Edis, you can only take from the Ziboris. So it turns out that we're getting different lands. And we're not just exchanging. I'm going to get the superior land with your Beinonis, and you're going to get my Ziboris. So the Gemara explains the Havamina, the Rav Nachman holds B'Shalohim Shaman, and the Baal Ziboris is going to come, like we said, collect the Beinonis. For him it's going to be Edis. And then the other guy is going to come and take the Ziboris. Because if you have Edis and Ziboris, then Baal Chov takes the Ziboris, like I explained. So ask the Gemara, my chaz is the Baal Ziboris shokel bereisha, laisi Baal Beinonis bereisha, v'leg v'ziboris, v'leharg v'leg v'niele. So why do I collect first? Why don't you collect first? You with the Beinonis, so you collect my Ziboris. And then now you're going to have Edis and Ziboris. Your Beinonis is now Edis and Ziboris. And then I'm going to collect your Ziboris back, which was my Ziboris to start with. So what's going to be accomplished? So why don't we do it that way? And then no collection will be mandated. Ayin Shaman the Gemara. So Mizeh Ochicho Achronim Shebebal Chov Azlin Basar HaKarkos to Islay B'Shaz Tashlomin. And from here we can prove that by a Baal Chov, we follow the karkos that he had at the time of payment. Right, you see here, it's going on the time of payment, because if you go after the Shas Halva, then the Beinonis is already mishtabe to the Baal Chov, Mishas Halva. So what's it going to help if you collect my Ziboris? I'm not going to go and collect my Ziboris back. I'm going to, even though your Ziboris is Even though your Beinonis is now Edis, but B'Shas Halva, it was Beinonis. So if we go B'Shas Baris or Shas Halva, I should be able to collect from your Beinonis. That was B'Shas Halva, your Beinonis. Who cares that now you got my Ziboris and your Beinonis turned into Edis? B'Shas Halva wasn't like that. What does it help that now you collected my Ziboris and you say, sorry Charlie, happens to be my given middle name, you say, sorry Charlie, you can't take my Edis, you have to take my Ziboris, which was really yours, so just take your karka back. So that's the Gemara says is going to happen. And but If we go about to Shas Hava, why should that be? Shas Hava, your Beinonis was Mishtabe to me. So how can afterwards you come and say, no, now it's not my Beinonis anymore, it's really my Yidis, go take your Zavaris back. My Pitom, your Beinonis was Mishtabe to me. So it must be we don't go about to Shas Hava, we go about to Shas Tashlumin. So Reberel says the following chiluk. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Beis HaTalmud, and he has at least two very, very chashuv sons. One's a Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood East, Lakewood in Eretz Yisrael. He was the son-in-law of Aaron Cutler. He's another son who's also a very huge Rosh Kollel. So he said as follows: Yesh lechalek bein tashlumin nizikin tashlumi baal chov. And Rabbi Kiva Eger's suffek was about nizikin, and this Gemara is about a baal chov, and that is the dafka gabe nizikin shemaisim hamazik mechayv b'tashlumin. So in that, Rabbi Kiva Eger was mistapek. Maybe we go B'shumas meitav basar ahezek. There, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the dafka gabe nizikin, that the maisim mazik is mechayiv b'tashlumen. There, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffek. Maybe we go b'shumas meitav after the time of the hezek. Why? Because in this Maisa he was Mischayv L'Shalem. You can go after the Shas HaHezek because it was the Maisa Mazik that was Mechayv Tashlumen. But you can't compare that to Halva, because by Halva ain't a Maisa Mechayv, it's not the Maisa of Halva that's Mechayv Tashlumen. Ela Mischayv L'Shalem L'Mitzat Etzem HaDavar Shemamono Etzlai. You know why you have to pay? Because your mammon, you have his mammon. If you lend me $1,000, you can come and say you don't owe me $1,000 because I once gave you $1,000. Right now you have my $1,000. Give it back, dude. So that's the chiluk. So ain't a chinami, the Gemara that says that by halva you go bas v'shas tashlumen. That's because that's what's mechayiv, the shas tashlumen. But by hezek you go bas v'shas hezek. Befrat, lefi shitas lefi amavur betumim, shebehalva mischadesh chalos shibud b'chol rega v'rega, mitzat shuchayev lo. Lachain behalva hadin beinonis hudin bepiron v'toli b'shas kviyas hatashlumen, v'lo b'shas maisa halva. So the tumim holds kuftal atziv katan zayin that by halva there's a new chalos shibud every minute. Because he's chayiv. And halva, there's a new chayivus every minute. And therefore the bahalva, the din beinonis, is a din in piron, it's tali b'shaz kviyas hatashlumin, v'lo b'shaz maisa halva. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was only talking about mazik, about what's mechayiv is the shaz hamazik. In the Yerushalmi and Gittin, it says, Tani Rebbe Chia, Nezek v'chatzi nezek nizgin min ashu abadim. Or min ha'idis. It's another girsa. As the Ravid notes, so Rebbe Chiya taught in a braisa that if you've ashur amuad shehizik, so he's mishalim nezik shalim. Ashur tam shehizik, shemishalim chatzi nezik. In both cases, nigvim min ha'idis. So Gemara says nicha nezik, so bishlem ashur amuad pashit yet from the idis. But chazi nezik lo migufo mishalim. But chatzi nezik should come migufo. So how are you collecting from idis? So the Gemara gives the teretz It says a little bit weiter, Tipater shezakfen alav milve. Es medubar kshesimu amazik vanizik shlo yishtalim hanezik miguf hashor ela shezakaf dmei hanezik alav bemilve. It's a perush on the Yerushalmi Lev Yerushalayim. I love these perushim on the Yerushalmi that make things clear. It's mamish mein olam haba. So it's talking about where the mazik and the nizik were maskim that the nizik won't be paid from the guf hashor, but rather the nezek turned into a milva, and now you can collect from the idis. So because he's collecting from land now, it's turned to a debt, a loan. So frak the gemara me'ata lo tig be'al be'benonis. So this is a perek chamishi in Gittin in the Yerushalmi. So since we're talking about zakfan alav be'milva, so then he should only collect from the Beinonis. Mapetom is collecting from the Yidis. And says the Gemara, Me'achar shikor nezek over be'idis. Since the Shorash Achov is Machmas ha-nezek, gove min ha-idis kedin is zaken. The root of it was Shorash Achov was Machmas ha-nezek. Since Shorash Achov is Machmas ha-nezek, and not because of a debt, because of a loan, so he's govim in ha'idis. Ad kan midivrei katru shal ha'gemar. So it's mashma that even after it becomes a chov, zakam nalav b'milve, since the chiyuv is midin nezek, so dino b'meitav. Dino b'meitav. Afilu b'shortam shemishtali migufo. And there's no din meitav at all, bikur tashlim shelo. So that's also considered that there's a reason that he has to pay for meitav. So that's the din and the etzem chiyuv nezikin. There's a chiyuv of meitav. So therefore, we can say by nezikin that it's talui b'shas hachiyuv. And the shas hachiyuv, because you go to the shoresh. You go to the shas hachiyuv. We don't care that afterwards zakfan alav b'milva. In Ezekiel, you go to shas hachiyuv. Hashem kein b'halva. There's no din mitzad etzem halva that he has to pay b'beinonis. There's din in piron. He has to pay up with b'beinonis. So memela dafka gabi mazik. The suffix Rebbe Kibeger is shaykh. That we should go after the shas hezek. But by halva, avada we go after shas hapiron. And for rented the Gemara and Ksubis, that's talking about a halva. And therefore it's Pashit, we go Basra Shas Tashlumin. And that's Gevaldik. So there's more to say. And Amir Tzashem, I hope the next time we continue. And Amir Tzashem. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned for more. May Hashem give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim.